Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available, and University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we're talking with Dr. Joy Bradley, Assistant Professor of Community Medicine and Population Health. Dr. Bradley works to improve access to food for pregnant women living in food deserts. Let's listen as she talks about the impact of food insecurity on maternal health. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Our guest on Health Matters today is Dr. Joy Bradley. She's an assistant professor in community medicine and population health here at the University of Alabama and the College of Community Health Sciences. Dr. Bradley, it's nice to see you. Thanks for joining us. We're talking about a subject that's uncomfortable to talk about if you've never been hungry. And when I first heard the term food insecurity, I thought, does that just mean hungry? But it doesn't just mean hungry. It means worried about where your next meal is coming from. And what else does it mean? What does that term really mean to you?
So it means not having enough food to meet your basic needs. And what that boils down to is if there are limitations on the quantity of amounts of food that you can get per day. There may be limitations on the quality of food that you get. And so looking more broadly to see, to make sure that people have access to healthy foods that are going to help sustain them and give them optimal health.
Healthy foods and the things that are really good for you are sometimes hard to find, but they also tend to be more expensive than some of what we classify as junk food and things that aren't that healthy for you. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
So what are we doing about it?
So we do have some really good federal and state and county level things. So things like WIC are available. Mm-hmm. We have food assistance programs for kids. Most of the schools that are in the Tuscaloosa area have program set up to where students don't even have to apply to get the low resource options. It's mm-hmm. It automatically applies to all students across the board. So I think that's great.
There may have been a time years ago when people who got help for meals at school were identified. They're in this line or they've got this different colored ticket. That doesn't happen anymore. We make sure all children get the food and they're not singled out or identified anymore. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Correct.
No matter what your politics are, doesn't this seem like the least we can do with our tax dollars is make sure all people, but especially children whose bodies are developing, that we do a better job of making sure they get good food?
Exactly. And so that's where we need to look even at the beginning of life with pregnant moms to make sure that pregnant moms have nutritious meals and have access to quality foods so that they can get the essential nutrients that they need during that pregnancy state.
In fact, that is one of your primary concerns and things you work with are women who are expecting or planning to be expecting and making sure that they're healthy because this is a man talking, being pregnant, forming a body in your body and delivering a baby is very trying on a woman's body, and lack of nutrition just creates all kinds of issues for her and her baby, correct? And tell me more about that.
Right. So there are complications that can arise from food insecurity in pregnant moms. So things like anemia, hypertension, preeclampsia, diabetes, whether it's she had diabetes before the pregnancy mm-hmm. or she develops gestational diabetes, that happens. So it's a complication of pregnancy sometimes. And so we want to make sure that we don't add more to, like you said, her plate as she's growing this new life and to have to take all these other complications into consideration.
And I read in some information that was provided to me by UMC that for the baby, the death rate for newborn babies is almost directly related to prenatal diet and low birth rates. It's just a compounding problem.
Yes, they are very intertwined. Mm-hmm. And so not only are babies more likely to be born preterm, they're also, like you said, infant mortality is closely associated with that. And unfortunately, Alabama has a very high infant mortality rate, and it's actually increasing slightly from our 2008 rate. So 2019, our rate was 7.7. And you're looking at that in comparison to the U.S. rate, which is 5.7.
So we're not in recent years not doing a better job and, in fact, backing up a bit on this.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do about that? Educate people? Get more funding? What are you trying to do to get that number going in the other direction?
So I am a part of a project called the Stork's Nest, and it's closely related to my sorority, Zeta Phi Beta.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a collaboration that we've had on a national level with the March of Dimes for the last 40 years, and where we have a prenatal education program set up for low-resource moms, where we incentivize them to go to their prenatal care visits. We also incentivize them to come to some prenatal education classes, and as they do those things, they collect points, and they can use those points to purchase items such as diapers, wipes, bottles, or any other baby-related item. We also recently started a birth equity project where we're partnering with some of our local food pantries to establish some mobile food pantries where we'll actually be taking the food to the community. And so again, addressing this issue of the idea that for some communities, especially in urban spaces, you can be considered to be food insecure if you're more than 1 mile away from a grocery store.
Interesting.
When you think about more rural spaces, that number gets increased to 5 miles.
I love the name Stork's Nest. That's an appropriate name. Is there anything, the people watching and listening to you today and hearing my voice too, is there anything we individually can do? Should we encourage our politicians to fund more of these kinds of programs? Can our increased knowledge about this help with the problem as well?
It definitely can. I know for myself, not being as familiar with food insecurity, because I mostly work with pregnant moms and work on maternal health issues. So knowing that there's a issue that's even in my backyard that needs to be addressed, awareness is key. Another thing that we can do is we can help support our local food pantries. I don't know if you are aware, but we have a program at UA where we grow produce and fruits and vegetables, and we weren't able to do that because of COVID last year. And so that means that there's even that much more of a shortage that usually gets sent to our food pantries. I also would encourage people to vote for Medicaid expansion, because there's been a lot of news around people having to make difficult decisions and choices around paying for their health care over paying for their food. And again, as you mentioned, you know, some foods, especially the more nutritious foods, are so much more expensive than things that are readily available and cheaper to get.
Unfortunately, I think the answer to my question is yes, that this does affect African-American women, maybe other women of color, more so than the white population for a variety of social reasons. But this is close to your heart. I know you want all babies of all colors healthy and happy, but this is close to your heart because it affects so many women who look like you.
Yes, so definitely. Again, going back to the rate of infant mortality, there's a significant health disparity between Black babies who die within their first year of life. So that number, that rate is 12 to every 1,000 births, compared to white babies being 5.6 per 1,000 births.
I know that you and other people at the University Medical Center are doing all you can to improve these numbers, make life better and longer for people who may have food insecurities. Thank you for sharing this information with us today. We'll look forward to talking to you more in the future and look forward to you reporting back that we're making things better for our neighbors. Thank you so much, Dr. Joy Bradley. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, and Fayette.